coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your triple threat couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, February 5th, 2018.
And this is episode 224.
Man, I was a pro this week. I think I'm getting back into the swing.
I'm telling you, man, it's like triple threat. I mean,
okay, why are we the triple threat?
Because we've done it 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, I thought you meant we could sing, dance, and act.
Oh, we can also sing, dance, and act.
We cannot do any of those things.
I could play the ukulele. I can sing and I can dance. And guess what? We are live.
We are live.
We are back live. So between the hours of 9 and about 9:30, that's probably when we're going to have to start doing our live shows.
Yeah.
You know, the girls are finally settled down. If I have to work at Westport, I can get home, get settled in, change my clothes, and get Say down.
Yeah, there's no hard time we're doing this.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I know some people are like, oh man, can you, you know, I kind of feel bad a little bit because,
why?
I mean, some people probably like a regularly scheduled program.
It is regularly scheduled. It's between, I mean, a half hour window is pretty darn amazing.
It is.
I mean, no, we're not any morning stream starting, you know.
Yeah.
Promptly.
I mean, it's not like we're getting paid for this season.
Exactly. We don't have sponsors either.
Guess what? I didn't mute my phones.
I didn't either.
But I have learned something.
I don't even know where my phone is, so.
My Windows. Oh, you brought your phone in when you brought your iPad. So, So while we're sitting here, who do we have with us? In the Valentine.
Eric Mahler is here.
What's Woo! Going on, Eric? What's going on? And
That's
know
crazy.
I know I threw some people off earlier today because I started streaming a little earlier. Because as we talked about last week, I was going. So we used to use XSplit. And I say we used to use XSplit because now we're using OBS. OBS has come a very long way of what it once was. And we paid for XSplit because I wanted the better audio quality when I would put up the stream. But XSplit just kind of just, I don't know, it's really nice. It is really nice. So I just want to say thank you for Zobby and Aaron showing up while I was playing a little Overwatch, and JK showed up as well. Also, I'm going to ask folks, you know, I like to have some nice overlays. Someone teach me how to do some overlays, or if you want to do some overlays, just be creative, you know. I kind of like this. You like, are you watching it? You see the little Valentine cast, like a little retro.
Yeah, it looks kind of like Fallout for some reason.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm trying to feel. I don't know, but I actually,
I'm feeling Fallout.
But I kind of like it a little bit. It's like a little retro thing going on. But yeah. Eric said that even TMS starts late or early on occasion. So
on occasion.
I mean, so it's best to kind of watch the Twitter feed.
Yeah.
If you can.
Just keep an eye out.
Yeah, keep an eye out. And we're feeling real good about doing all this. So
it's crazy that we're weekly, though. When we were every 2 weeks, and then we jump back into it, and then weekly.
Yeah, I mean, you've missed it.
Yeah, it's like before, I was like, we don't have everything to talk about. Well, no, I still don't. But, you know, I can just talk about just anything.
Right.
Doesn't have to be stuff that has happened because, you know, we don't do much.
Right.
Which is, it's hilarious. It's so funny. The other day, it's like, so Zoe is like me, as in Zoe can spend her whole day in her jammies on the couch playing iPad and watching TV. the entire day.
Right.
Maya is I'm ready to eat. Like, I'm ready to
it's time
put
to
clothes
eat.
On.
Let's put she's clothes like, on.
She's like, I'm ready to go.
Where are we going
to
today?
Costco? Where are we going? She's
and then it's like, it's like, and if we didn't go anywhere, it's kind of like, did you have fun today, Maya? Where did we go?
Like, did we go anywhere that
right.
it would constitute fun? So Maya is definitely her father's child now.
Yeah, I will admit she is very much like me on that point. So it's been kind of chilled and relaxed this week. Actually, I'm not gonna lie. I'm lying. When I said children relax.
Yeah.
You went I had a bad week.
Yeah.
I had
You had a rough week.
Really, really rough week. And if you guys are like in the taboo confessions, I kind of laid it all out there because I'm not going to lay everything else out here. There will be some things I'm going to lay out. Let's just say Monday was a stressful day as a parent when you worry about your child. And, it was scary, you know, and you feel helpless and you don't know what you're going to do. But she's good. She put out my oldest put out an episode of her Teach Me How to College.
It's cute. I loved it.
Yeah. She, go ahead.
It's like, I appreciate people who can put their feelings just out there.
Yeah.
On things.
Yeah.
It's just so goofy though. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes with life, I mean, you just kind of have to laugh at yourself. I mean, that was my Tuesday mm-hmm. when I made a mistake at work, you know. And
I've been there.
It affected some folks, and, you know, I was kind of like, it was one of those things where when it happened and you kind of start hearing some bubbles of someone complaining about something, it's kind of like, oh, man, something's going on and everything. You kind of like, oh, my gosh, I think I just did it. And you reverse to what you just did. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, then it's like open up a bridge, everything else. And it's like, you have two options. You know, you either just be like, take ownership and be like, this is what I did. Or two, you don't say anything and you hide and hope they don't figure it out.
That's the worst thing you could do.
So, and you just waste everybody's time. You waste the company's money and everything else. And I appreciate my team, you know, mm-hmm. because they not once said, this is what happened. Right. You know what I'm saying? They were actually trying to be like, let's just try to figure out how to fix it and everything else.
Yeah.
And not kind of just going around not saying something happened because they didn't know.
Right.
And, well, they did. They didn't know I was doing it at that time. You know what I'm saying? But I did say before, I was like, before the call up, I said, I think I did it. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know what? We got on the call, vendor got on the call, and I was like, I don't know if this is what it could have been, but this is what I did. I went through everything. And they were like, yep. You know? And it's just one of those things where, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and beat around the bush about it.
Because yeah, it's, but do you know that feeling you get when you realize it's something you did?
Mm-hmm.
Your stomach drops, you go cold.
That was funny because, you know, there are some things I had to do, you know, lessons learned and everything else. And talked to my manager and director and stuff. We had a few meetings and stuff, and we were talking about it. And that was one of the questions that Steve asked.
Really?
He was like, so what did you think when you finally realized, when it came up and said that it was something, it could have been something you done when you realized?
Yeah.
It. And I was like, dude, I was just like, holy F.
Dude, you know? That feeling.
And, you know, within like a minute, and I was like, I don't think that's what I did. I don't think that was mine. Right. But just in case, I'm going to change it back. You know what I'm saying? It was one of those things. You know, it wasn't one of those things where it's like, ah, you know what? That can't be me.
I usually think it's me. So I kind of.
Right.
Great. But yeah, that feeling like blood rushes to your ears and you just, it's a terrible feeling.
And the piece and the part too that I didn't even tell my managers was that when it happened, I had gotten another call from Brianna's mom, mm-hmm. and something else was going on.
Right.
You know, and it kind of distracted me a little bit, and I wasn't thinking straight. And at that point, when I saw something, when the stuff I was doing, when I, like, all the testing I had done up to it, right? So I had done all this testing, and all these scenarios. And then there was this one scenario that didn't match anything that I did. At that point, I should have stopped. Mm-hmm. And said, I need to take this back to the test environment.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I should have done that. But you know how I am sometimes. Yeah. You know what? I could probably fix it. It's just a little tweak right here. All right here.
Wow.
You know?
Okay, I would not do that. But
you know?
I'm so terrified anytime I do anything in production. But
I mean, I am too. But you know what? It's just one of those things where it's got to be... I need to be 100% sure, and I need to make sure it's tested. I mean, again, things you learn, you know,
yeah.
and you make mistakes. I mean, we all do. I've been in IT since 97, babe. 1997.
That's the year that I graduated college.
That was. So.
I mean, high school, rather.
Was that 21 years? Is that 21 years?
It's a long time.
And you know, I can count on two fingers, you know, things I've done to, you know.
Yeah, I've luckily gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
I still push bugs out to prod.
Well, bugs are a little different, a little bit.
But yeah, but I mean, honestly, I never really change. Anytime I change anything, I am so hyper aware. Whew. But anyway,
oh yeah.
But anyway.
you getting anxious?
No, I'm good. Yesterday was Super Bowl, and and we celebrated.
We
quote
did.
Unquote celebrated our little 4-person family with little mini tacos and fancy pigs in a blanket. These were like fancy bougie pigs.
They
in
had
a
like
blanket.
Was Puff that like pastry. Parmesan cheese on the top?
Maybe. It was like little cocktail wieners.
Oh, it was cocktail wieners.
Yeah,
I know
cocktail
it was that. Cocktail
wieners
beef
and puff
wieners.
Pastry.
Yes.
I was like, I would have been cool with just like little hot dogs and freaking
were you gonna make
rolls.
Them?
Huh?
Were you going to make them?
No.
Okay, then. You know what I thought about getting?
Pizza
dough?
Rolls.
I thought about
molten getting. Molten lava rolls.
I thought about getting corn dogs, but they didn't have any. So
that's
yeah.
Fine.
That was fun. I did get to make a funny on the so we had an issue at work this morning, not involving me.
Right.
And it was funny because I was spelling out one of the server names, and I was like WPS01, and I was like, you know, P is in Philadelphia. And I got a bunch of IMs from people.
Really?
They were laughing.
Freaking Philadelphia.
Like 80 people on the call.
They destroyed that city.
Oh.
Destroyed it.
Did they? I know they tried. I saw where someone had turned over, some cars were turned
over.
Yeah,
they were jumping up and down on awnings, like the hotel awnings. They were burning things. They were looting.
So they, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even.
They were burning. They were looting. Some guy ate horse poop on camera. Literal horse poop on camera. Like, they went insane in Philadelphia. Dude, it's crazy. It's nuts. It's terrible. Are you looking to see if I'm telling the truth? I'm still telling the truth.
No, it's Super Bowl riots. They already...
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much riots. Like, Jay even said, either way, Philadelphia were burned.
No, somebody else has said that.
It's pretty much true.
Oh, gosh.
I watched it. I was rooting for the underdog. I don't care. I don't watch football, but the underdog is fun to root for.
Fire in the streets, smash windows, flip cars, light poles, talk about alcohol-fueled crowds. Philadelphia woke this morning after triumph of Super Bowl Sunday to a city in disarray.
Like,
and the vexing question, what is it about sports that make fans riot?
Yeah, seriously, why do you tear up your own city? You have to live there. Why are you tearing up your own city? That makes no sense whatsoever.
So I'm reading this article here. So this is the here, I'm gonna put it in the chat, in the Twitch chat there. And it talks about, said, when do fans most often tend to riot? So it says, sport fan violence occurs all over the world, but the American fan is unusual in a few ways. Man, unlike European soccer hooliganism, in which fans of opposing teams often hurt each other, fan rioting in the United States is usually limited to vandalism or violence directed in inanimate objects. What is it?
They're nuts.
Oh, man. This is like, they're toppling. Okay, let me pause this music real quick. Cause I'm gonna try something, babe. Can I try something?
You say, can I try something?
I'm gonna try something.
As you try something.
I'm gonna try some OBS here.
As you try something.
All right. So click here, and then I can do display capture. Display capture. Oh, I think it's showing. Is that it right there? All right. Look at this. Sorry, Eric. I'm going to go back and turn that down. What? Is that it? Was that it? That was it? Okay. Sorry, Eric. I didn't mean to blow your eardrums.
Right.
I didn't. Are you sure you want to remove this? Sorry, Eric. Or anyone else that may have been watching. I didn't mean to blow your eardrums. I didn't expect it to be that loud. Man. They are bananas, Eric. I agree. But yeah. So I don't know. I don't know, babe. I just don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't get it.
But I mean, it was fun. It was hilarious to see how much the announcers were on the Patriots side, no matter what. I'm like. You could just tell. Well, he could still win if he... You know, and it's like, okay, dude, we get it. Y'all are Brady fans. But Brady looks so sad, though.
Of course he looks sad.
But he looks so sad. I want to be like, hey, you won, too. You're all right.
So, what... We're talking about this at work a little bit, Todd and I. And the funny part is when the cameras would show what's Brady's wife's name,
Giselle,
like Giselle
Bundchen. Bundchen, I think it is. Bundchen.
Like she was like in this box seat with the glass with the owner, and you know she was, you know, queen bee, you know what I'm saying?
Right
And so, you know, Foles was like the backup quarterback.
Who? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he was the backup quarterback, and like all the Philadelphia players' wives were like sitting out in the stands in jerseys, not behind glass, and like she had, you know, somebody had like a toboggan or skull cap or.
Now, if she wasn't famous, she might have been out. Like, she's famous.
I don't know.
She's a supermodel. Like, supermodel status.
I don't know, man.
So, maybe if she wasn't famous, she would have.
I don't know.
She might would.
I don't know, man.
I mean, because...
And, you know, like
Bradley Cooper was behind glass.
Well, you know, Madden 18, the football game, arcade one. You have the GOAT edition, and it has Brady on the front of his arm spread out.
Oh,
like
goodness.
Jesus, like, yes, NFL Jesus has arrived, you know.
Wow, NFL Jesus.
But yeah, so I think the funniest part was when someone said, Patriots lose, America wins. All right, Eric. Take it easy, man.
All right, see
Eric's
got
to go get something to eat. Tell the family we say hi. But yeah, so I'm actually, you know, Renee been talking about some foosball and stuff
like that. Look at me. But,
look at you.
look at me. But so I can now break the news. I think I mentioned this before that we were, I don't know if we were bought, merged. I think we were sold.
Yeah.
Basically.
Something happened.
Yeah. And we merged with Navicure. So now we are known as Waystar because we are the, you know, I don't know what they said. They gave us, I don't know, I didn't like the reason they gave. But unfortunately, the colors are orange, mainly orange. It's, I just don't like it. I'm just not a fan. But so there's orange everywhere. But our new CEO is very excited about Waystar.
Because his golden parachute?
I keep almost calling it Wayfair.
Because his golden parachute?
I don't know. But there's a social media contest where you're supposed to say hashtag Waystar Pride. And you say something awesome about Waystar or something like that.
Okay. And what's the contest?
I don't know. I didn't read it thoroughly because I wasn't going to.
Well, you get like.
I'll send it to you tomorrow. But
you get any money?
Yeah, I think so. But dude, their recognition program, it's insanely awesome. You get $500.
Nice.
Not Amazon, just $500.
Nice. That's very nice.
It is nice. I didn't get anything. So it's different trying to tread through the waters of a company soon after a merger.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff you got to do. Luckily, I feel needed. So I'm not too worried. But I just know I got a lot of, this is one of those weeks where it's busy.
Right.
I can tell. I got a lot of stuff going on. So, So, Waystar. No one probably has heard of it. We're supposed to say Navicure and Zermatt when we say Waystar.
What?
We're supposed to let people know that it's Navicure and Zermatt when we tell people we work for Waystar.
Okay.
So that people know.
All right.
They have very specific things. But, so, you know, so I now work for.
Yes, that's very interesting.
I want to talk about the girls.
All right, so.
Because we haven't talked about them in a while. And man. They have changed.
They've changed. They've grown.
They
so
have
much.
Grown. Hey, Hendo.
Yeah, what's Hendo's going on, sorry. Hendo? Yeah. In the Valen Tavern. What's up? Yeah, we are live.
Yeah.
A show. This is like the third one, man. Well, this
was
is the
third
first
one,
one,
but first live.
This is the first live show.
The first live show. We've had in a long time.
So yeah, it's been a bit.
But
all right,
we just haven't talked about the girls in a while, and
they're so horrible.
Okay, they are 3.5.
Yes, they are,
and going on 16 half the time.
Well, depends who you have.
Sometimes they say things that are so grown up, and other times they act like they are like 1.5.
Right.
So it just jumps all over the place. But they're super smart, and they remember things. And they get mad if you go back on your word.
Which, as they should.
As they should. But now I can't tell them something and think that they'll forget the next day. No.
Nope.
No. That ain't happening no
more. Nope. Because they had show and tell one day. And I had to go install. I had to go install the new TV they had gotten. So I had to go mount it.
Right.
And so that morning for Christmas, they got Paw Patrol remote control cars. Mm-hmm. Well, the battery on both of them had ran out, but there was other remote control car that was kind of like one of those remote control cars that has one button, two buttons. One to go forward, one to go back, and when it goes backwards, it kind of backs up. You know, you kind of back it up to make it go the direction you wanted to go, and then you go forward. So the Zoe was like, I'm taking this, and Maya was like, well, I'm going to take a... What'd she take, a book?
Yeah, no, she took the Wild Water book. It's
yeah,
a book
took like
that,
a Wild Water book that it's like a water book and it comes with like a magic pen or something like that. So we get there and I tell Maya, you know what? Because Maya was kind of sad, you know, a little bit. You know, she's like, I want a remote control car. And she was trying to trade it with Zoe and stuff.
Aww.
And Zoe was like, nah, bro. Nah, I'm good. I don't want that. She's like,
I love Maya, how Maya tries to trade.
Maya was like, you know you want this.
Like,
Zoe's like, no.
What is a profession where somebody can convince, like, someone that they want it even though they really don't?
Google it while I'm telling the story. All right. I mean, a hustler.
She's a hustler. She makes you think that you want something even if you don't.
She's like, she woos people. She tries to woo Zoe. She woos Renee all the time.
She does.
I'm just going to let everyone know.
She does.
She woos Renee. So, my God.
I've become harder on her, though, if you've noticed. You haven't noticed. I've become harder on her. I'm telling you the truth.
Whatever.
I am still Maya's boo at the moment.
No. Yeah. No, Maya's your boo because... Maya's no one's boo.
Maya is her own boo.
No.
She makes me think that I'm her boo, but in reality, she's
yeah, she
Maya.
Playing you. She playing you, son. She playing you. She like this. I got mommy like this.
Okay. At night, we say, "Mama, sleep with us." I mean.
I look at her, I be like, nah, I'm good. Good night.
You walk out.
And I walk out.
Mama, sleep with us.
Now, okay. So.
Okay.
But so the thing is with me, it's like, I do it every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It makes it special.
Right.
But not saying it doesn't make it special for you all.
Yeah.
But they just got you.
Yeah, I just, at least I don't lay in there for like an hour anymore.
Yeah.
I lay in there for like 5 minutes and I'm done.
And, but,
and they even say, are you late for 5 minutes? I'm late for 5 minutes. They have no concept of what 5 minutes really is.
So,
they just know I'm going to stay in there.
So going back to the story of the car.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Maya's upset. You know, I was like, okay, sure and tell. It's Friday. I know I'm coming back. And I was like, all right, Maya, check it. I'll go get the batteries for the car. We have batteries. I'll bring them. I'll bring the cars back. And so I wasn't going to bring one Paw Patrol. I was going to bring both of them. But I know Maya wanted it. So work happens. I'm working. And I'm like, oh, man, I need to go put the TV up because I'm working half a day. I leave. Boom. And I forget to get the cards. And I'm like, oh, man, I forgot the cards. Renee was like, Maya won't remember.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
Never again will I say that.
I was like. Okay, if you say so, but...
I was wrong.
I pull in. I walk in. Daddy, you got my car? You know, oh, baby, I forgot the car, you know. They used the water book. And then they went and did show and tell, and she just pouted in the corner. And before I left to go, had to come back and get something. They were like, Miss Manning was like, can you make sure that her dad gets the car? When he comes back, because Maya was really sad and didn't want to play with anything else. So she was just sitting there while everybody was playing.
She was just, I ain't gonna.
Nope, she was just.
Maya is.
And Miss Manning was like, I feel so sad for her. And I was gonna be like, she'll be all right.
And then you gave it.
I went and got it because it was affecting someone else. And then two, she remembered. And then three, I did tell Miss Amanda I was going to bring the car back.
Yeah.
So there it was. I mean, also, I did say it. Mainly because I did say it. I should have brought it because, one, I said I was going to do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to it, that's the whole moral of the thing. I said I was going to do it and I needed to do it.
And Zoe is sick. At yep. the moment, she has a fever, so I'm staying home from work tomorrow, and take her to the doctor. Hopefully, it's not the flu, and hurrah! But they're really fun. I love that they're into trains.
Yep.
Trains is their biggest love right now. They love those train sets.
They do.
They love to build things with
yep.
them, and they like their Legos, and they like their big building blocks. They like to build things, and of course, the you know, I love that because STEM. I'm all about STEM.
Right. And then they also love their music too.
They love their classical little Einstein music, so they like, so they're into steam too.
Steam.
They're awesome. I can't think of anything else.
Did I talk about putting up the Ring 2 doorbell last week?
You didn't put the Ring at all.
Yeah, so I installed a video doorbell. It's pretty doggone awesome. I kind of like it. Do you like it, Renee?
I do. It's a little distracting when it goes off and nothing happens.
Like, well, you can turn it off. You can turn the motion stuff off.
But then, I want to know if someone comes to the door. If someone legit comes to the door,
if they ring the doorbell.
No, if they just put a package down the door. They don't,
right.
They ring the doorbell about half the time. I really want to know if somebody comes up to the door.
I do too. But, so it doesn't bother me that much. So, I mean, if it's like, you know, every now and then that's totally fine. So, so we got the Ring 2 doorbell, and we finished season 4 of The Wire.
Yeah.
And it was sad.
I'm just going to say, heart-wrenching. I know some people are going to
Part of me is like, can we even just say it? You can just say somebody died.
I mean, okay.
You say your favorite favorite corner boy died.
Hey, y'all. Yeah. My favorite corner boy died. You know what? I can say it. Anybody who wants to watch The Wire and doesn't want to get spoiled, just skip ahead like a minute. Bodhi got shot 2 times point blank in the head. And I was so sad.
Yeah.
I've been rolling with Bodhi since the very beginning. And he was...
So what was it about Bodhi?
I don't know.
Did he remind you of like... So for me, Bodhi reminded me of like... the cool 90s kid, you know, that was music group, from Crisscross or...
No, he was just, I think it was his attitude, like, he was able to see different sides of things.
Right.
He sat down and had a pleasant meal with freaking Cobb.
Yeah.
And they talked about, like, he was just able to just do that.
Did he remind you of me, babe?
No.
I can see different sides.
Yes, you can, but still, he didn't remind me of you.
I liked him too because like you him. Know, I liked him. He was it was kind of sad. I admit I was sad too. I liked him. I thought he was funny.
Yeah,
you know,
he was funny.
He wasn't too serious. He wasn't always like. I'm hard, you know.
Yeah.
Gangsta, exactly. You know. He just like, hey man, yeah. He got these little kids making runs and stuff like that. Shouldn't be, but he wasn't like, you know, like go get your ass over there somewhere else. Or he wasn't like, yeah, pam, pam, pam. Yeah, I'm gonna show you. You know what I'm saying? So he was, you know, I think he was. I mean, up until he didn't run, he was street smart.
Yeah.
So, anyway, is that a minute? Probably a minute. So
yeah, it is a minute.
So yeah, that's The Wire. You know, we have we started season 5? The first?
Nope, not yet.
That's tonight.
Tonight.
So I'm just letting y'all know we're probably gonna be ending the show here pretty soon.
Yeah.
As we get ready to talk about this last topic, and I feel like I need to play some African music.
If you didn't have any queued up. Maybe you should not.
Let me see. Can I get some height? Can I get some Black Panther height?
I don't know. You can try. Man, that's true. Maya could be in sales. Hando, you're right. She's a salesperson if I ever met one.
What? Kendrick Lamar is doing the soundtrack for
Black Panther?
Black Panther?
That I did not know.
This is 5 days ago.
What?
When is this coming out? February 9th.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Boom.
Dude. Is that... Oh, man.
I hope it's good.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Maybe.
Oh, we go.
Oh, what? Is there a song that's out already?
What's the point? All right, so yeah, Black Panther hype.
Oh, everybody's so excited, and I am pumped.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think people understand the significance of this movie. It's like, oh, cool, he looks cool. No, this movie has a majority black cast.
Mm-hmm.
Superhero movie, first time ever. And it set a record for being the superhero movie that sold the most pre-sales.
Yeah.
What? All that is amazing. And I'm so pumped. And the freaking premieres, what they were wearing was giving me life. And I just, it was great. So we have the day off. So we're going to go see it at 10:20. We already got tickets.
Yes.
So we're going to see it and we're going to have spend the day together.
Yep. February 16th is officially Black Panther Day.
Officially. From here until the end of time.
And more power to the white Christians that are going to be boycotting the movie. That has a group set up.
There's even a group that says they're going to flood IMDb.
Rotten Tomato with bad.
Negative reviews.
Oh. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I wonder, but I'm wondering though. What? I wonder if you atheists flooded it when the Jesus Crucified movie came out.
No, I would hope not.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with no.
I just picked my nose on the video.
Surprise, we're live.
Yeah, we're live. But I didn't eat it.
Yeah.
I don't eat them. I just flicked it on the floor.
Ew.
Got it back in the floor.
I
now.
Never ate my boogers ever.
I did maybe once or twice.
Ever.
I'll admit it. I did it once as a kid.
Never.
I used to lick my snot too.
Now I go. Yeah.
Yeah. You lick
now
your snot.
That.
You done that? And when you go, when you snort in your nose.
Yes, and it goes down the back of my throat. Yes.
You're eating that
but
too.
Boogers are solid.
I bet you there's been sometimes there's some solid boogers in those things.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there have.
Okay, shut up. You ate.
But not knowingly.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, so if you guys want to reach us, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. That is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog and other things that are going on. Really just the shows. We probably should start.
At one time, we used to put other stuff on there.
You know what? Maybe we should sometimes. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we feel like it.
Throw some pictures up there if we do something.
That's something we could think about. Change up some stuff. You know.
Make our blog more than just the show.
You can see that stuff at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Remember, on Mondays, make sure you are following us so that you know when we're about to go live. But we'll try to give a 10-minute warning before we go live. Facebook page. Where's the Facebook page? It is Facebook.
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. Videos of this and previous episodes can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Yeah, so huge thanks to Pretty Lights Music and also the Andrew Allen Trio for allowing us to use their music throughout the episode. Much thanks to those folks. So go get them support. Yeah, so next week we will see you guys. And thank you so much, Hando, Eric, and all you silent viewers out there.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.